The old woman looked toward the closed door of the bedroom and touched the brooch at her neck. Her eyes shimmered momentarily with curiosity. At least, that's what Hugo thought he saw. She covered her eyes with her hands as though the light was too bright. Then she shook her head and said, "Be quick with it." Monsieur Tabard and Etienne got the package from the hallway and unpacked the projector. They set it up on the table and took out the film reel. Etienne threaded the film through the projector and plugged the machine into an electrical outlet. Hugo closed the curtains. They aimed the projector toward one of the walls and turned it on. It clattered to life, and then the film began moving through it as light burst onto the wall. Images appeared, including Georges Méliès himself as a young man, dressed in a fake white beard and a black cape covered with stars and moons. Hugo recognized the designs. When it had fallen out of the broken box in the armoire, he had thought the black fabric was a blanket, but now Hugo realized it was a costume from the movie A Trip to the Moon. Hugo thought the movie was the most wonderful thing he had ever seen. He imagined his father, once upon a time, as a little boy, sitting in the dark, watching this very same movie, staring into the face of the man in the moon. When the film was over, the end of it whipped noisily around and around the take-up reel until Etienne turned off the machine and the rectangle of light disappeared. Everything was silent. But then the floorboards creaked, and they all turned. Georges Méliès was standing in the bedroom doorway with tears in his eyes.
"I would recognize the sound of a movie projector anywhere," he said.
His wife was crying too. She walked over and put her arm around her husband.
"Who are these people?" he said.
Isabel introduced him to Etienne and Monsieur Tabard.
"Monsieur Tabard teaches at the French Film Academy," she said, "and Etienne is one of his students. They are fans of yours."
The two of them shook his hand.
"What are they doing here?"
Isabel explained about the automaton and how Hugo had saved it from the fire.
"He fixed it and... I'm sorry, I did a bad thing. I stole a key from Mama Jean. But Hugo saw the key around my neck and realized it would fit in the automaton. We wound it up, and the machine drew a picture, and then we found out everything."
Her godfather smiled.
"Not everything, I'm sure."
Hugo reached into his pocket and took out the automaton's drawing, which he had taped back together, and handed it to the old man, who took it in his shaking hands. Everyone was silent for a long time.
"Give me the projector,"
the old man finally said.
"What?"
asked his wife. He walked over to the machine and unplugged it. He lifted it up and carried it into his room. Then he shut the door and locked it.